The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Kof Zayin. Today's daf is being studied. Le'enu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nihenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shilema Sarah. Bat Rachel, Enna Refanala. For the nefesh, for the goof, for the thakar, about the bove, chen yirasom v'nomar. Amen. We begin today's daf in the new perek shelosha asar, perek bet shamay, starting at the Mishnah. And?
Eva
bat Sarah. Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Shammai says, En mima'anin ela arusot. We discussed in the previous perakim the subject of mi'un. That's a case where, let's say, the father dies. Minat Torah, the father has a right to marry off his daughter. And that kiddushin is a kiddushin mid'oraita. In the event that the father dies, so the hakamim allow the mother or the brother of the girl to marry her off. This kiddushin is only mid'rabbanan. Therefore, before she becomes a gedola, that means before she becomes of age of 12, she has the right to refuse. That refusal is called a mi'un. So Al Perek Ovid is going to discuss some of the laws surrounding mi'un. The first law is Bet Shammai Omrim En Ma'anin Ela Arusot. Bet Shammai says that you can only make a mi'un from the arusa level, which means we call it engaged, which means from the kiddushin level, but not from the nisuin level. That she yetoma shesiu ha'ima v'achiyah ela mina erusin, only from the erusin. Ubetelel umrim arusot v'nisuot. He says no, mi'un can be made ben da arusa ben benisua. Second machloket, Bet Shammai umrim bebal. Take out the below b'yabam. That's the girsah of the bach. Bet Shammai Omrim bebaal. That what you make mi'un on the husband. Bet Shammai Omrim bebaal ubiyabam. Bet Shammai says it can also be done by a yabam. Rashi bebaal aval imet. But let's say the husband died velo mi'anabo, and she did not make a mi'un v'nafla lifnei yabam, and she fell in front of the yabam. Ena yotzed b'mi'un. According to Bet Shammai, no mi'un on the yabam. Ela temtin ad she'takdin. She has to wait until she becomes a gedola v'tachlotz, and then she can make a chalitza. Whereas according to Bet Hillel, she can make mi'un even on the yabam. Third machloket, Bet Shammai omrim befanav, u'Bet Hillel omrim befanav v'shelo befanav. According to Bet Shammai, the law of mi'un is dafka befanav, which means it has to be in front of the husband. Bet Hillel says ben befanav ben shelo befanav, even if it's not in front of him, is okay as well. Fourth machloket, Bet Shammai omrim bebet din, meaning according to Bet Shammai, you need judges that are mumhin, meaning that they got simicha. Bet Hillel omrim bebet din v'shelo bebet din, whether the judges that got simicha or even shelosha hidyotot also would be valid for this process. Amru lahem Bet Hillel Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel Bet Shammai mema'enet vehi ketana afilu dalet vehe pa'amim, which means a girl is able to make mi'un even 4 or 5 times. So long as she's a ketana, she got married again and she wants to make a refusal, so long as she's still ketana, she can do it even 4 or 5 times. Amru lahem Bet Shammai, so Bet Shammai didn't accept it. He says en benot Yisrael hefker. No, the Jewish girls are not hefker. Ela mima'enet umamtenet ad shetagdil v'tema'en v'tenaseh. Let's read Rashi first. And benot Yisrael hefker. What was Bet Shammai saying? V'afilu mina erusin lo tema'en v'te'ares le'acher v'tazor v'tema'en. Meaning even though Bet Shammai says you can only make mi'un from the erusin, so he doesn't let you make it more than once. Once you make erusin and then she makes a mi'un, she cannot make another irusin to another guy and then make a mi'un again. Ela mima'enet bazeh, she makes the first mi'un, v'tamtin mele'eros le'acher ad she'tagdil. Which then we make her wait until she becomes a gedola, she can make irusin to somebody else, v'yehyu kedushin gemurim. And then the kedushin is already kedushin doraita. It's not even subject to miun anymore. Ve'lo tetze od misheni b'miun. And then already she's not subject to miun to the second man because she waited until she was a gedola. So now let's get the words of the Mishnah because the Gemara is going to really analyze it. Amru lem betzoy in benot yisrael hefker, which means benot yisrael not hefker, where you're going to keep on saying they can go to another guy, make miun, go to another guy. Ela mima'enet, let her make miun to the first guy. Umemtenet. And then she waits, let's say, to make a kiddushin to the next guy until she's a gedola. Once she's a gedola, right, there's no mi'un. Ad she'tagdil. Now, v'timain v'tinaseh. Now, these words obviously are questionable. What do you mean, v'timain v'tinaseh? You just told me that she can't make mi'un anymore, more than once. So the Gemara is going to analyze, what do those words mean, v'timain v'tinaseh? Chaura doesn't fit, so we'll wait for the Gemara to give the interpretation. Actually, Rashi says, V'timain barishon v'tinaseh, ubi Gemara parich, hami anabu kvar hadazimna. Right, she made me one already. What do you mean, V'timain v'tinaseh? So we'll wait for the Gemara. Comes the Gemara begins, Amar Yehuda bar Shmuel, Maitama de Bet Shammai. Now the Gemara is going to give a few reasons in the logic of Bet Shammai why mi'un is only done by Arusa. Why can mi'un only be done by the arusa stage, not by the nisua stage? So the Gemara begins. The fishein tenai b'nisuin, because we have a klal. There's no tenai. There's no conditions by nisuin. Meaning, even though a person, let's say, when he gets a kiddushin, he can make his kiddushin al tenai. He can throw a condition on it. If the condition is met, then the kiddushin is a kiddushin. If it's not met, then it's not a kiddushin. However, if let's say there was a condition that was met, and then he made a bi'ah l'shem nisu'in, even though the condition was not met, since he made a bi'ah, the assumption is he was mohel the condition. Because there's a hibah, he did a bi'ah. And therefore, the tenai does not stand, and therefore the tenai is batel, and the nisu'in is hal. Oh, so once you're going to say that, what's the problem? And tenai ben nisu'in. V'i nisu'ah tema'en. What's going to happen? If you're going to let a ketana that got married, if you're going to let her make mi'un, what's going to happen? Atele memar yesh tenai b'nisu'in. What's going to happen? The people are going to say, they're not going to know that it was a mi'un. They're going to come along and say, oh, these people were married. Oh, all of a sudden they're not married anymore. Must be there was a tenai, and the tenai wasn't met, and therefore they're not married anymore. And what's going to end up happening? They're going to come in a regular case of a gedola that made a nisu'in, and the tenai wasn't met, they're going to say, okay, no marriage, even though there is a marriage. So it's a gezerah atu, a regular nisu'in. Let's read that in Nashi. My tamad bet shamay damli nisu'ah lo mema'ana haketanai, which means, why does he say that nisu'ah is not meant? She's still a ketana. Like, how does mi'un should work? V'fi she'en tenai mo'il b'nisu'in shel gedola. Va'afilu havele tana'a b'shat kiddushin. Which even though, let's say, there was a tenai at the time of the kiddushin, once there's a bi'ah, ahule ahale b'shat bi'ah. We assume he was mohel at the time of bi'ah. V'chupa, v'hayla lehu kiddushin kama. And therefore the kiddushin is hal. V'i amat nisu'ah ketana tema'en lo yad'e inshe. The people are not going to know the mishum katnutu. They're not going to know because she was a ketana. Ela amri tana'ah havele b'nisu. I think it was a condition. V'atu lememar yesh tana'i b'nisu'e gedola. Oh, so now the Gemara says, if that's the reason of Bet Shammai, it doesn't apply to all cases. So the Gemara now is going to ask a series of questions. Based on this reason, the law should not apply in the following scenarios. Number one, Nichnesa lechupa velo nibaila ma'ika lememar. Which means, oh, let's say they didn't have a bi'ah. Let's say he made the kiddushin al tenai, and then he just took her under the chupa. One of the ways to make nisu'in is what? To go under the canopy, let's say. And in that case over there, there's no sivara to say, at least in the Havamina, that a tenai shouldn't work. Because the whole logic of a tenai is what? Why it doesn't work? Because when he makes a bi'ah with her, he's mochel the tenai. Masha'enken, when you put her under a chupa, lecha'ora, there's no problem. She's really tenai. Should work. And therefore, in a case where, let's say, a ketana made a kiddushin, and then she made a chupa, the chaura from chupa, she should still be able to make a mi'un. Why? Because, but even if the people that come along and say, oh, it was a condition, and the condition wasn't met, good. In a regular case of a gedolah, since it's only chuppah, the conditions are valid, and therefore there's no problem ever gezerah, which means lechaura, in a case where the ketana was just brought under the chuppah, mi'un should work. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, no, lefi she'en tenai bechuppah. Just like there's no tenai by bi'ah, there's no tenai bechuppah also. Why? Because a guy, when he takes his wife under the chuppah, what is he taking his wife under the chuppah for? Lishem bi'ah, which is just for the sake of consummating it. And therefore, he's not going to take his wife, once he takes his wife under the chuppah, that's already a sign of chibah. And therefore, we could assume that he's mochel di tenai. Also, then you have the same gezerah. What's the gezerah? If you let the lady make mi'un, the ketana under the chuppah, they're going to come along and say, oh, must be the tenai wasn't met. And therefore, you can still make a tenai at that point. They're going to come to make a problem when it comes to a gedolah. Rashi, lefi she'en tenai mu'il bechuppah, v'i amart ketana sh'niknasa lechuppah v'lo nipa'ilat tema'en. If you let her make a mi'un, amre tana valid. They're going to say it was a tenai. That tenai mar, yesh tenai bechuppah. They're going to say the tenai is valid by a chuppah. And really, the din is in tenai bechuppah. So the Gemara says, okay. Masar ha'av nishluchei ha'ba'al. Oh, so what about this case? Let's say you have a case where the father gave over the daughter to the shlichim of the husband, which means there was no chuppah yet. All it is, the father gave over. Now, when it says father, incidentally, it cannot be father, because we're talking about over here a case of mi'un. So therefore, it really means the mother or the brother gave over the daughter for the sake of nisu'in. So that's like a step before chuppah. So in that case over there, there's really no chuppah. He just gave her over for the nisu'in. In that case over there, mi'un should work. Because what are you worried about? It gives it out to what? To a case where a gedolah, where the father's going to give her over? At that case also tenai works. So there's no problem of gezerah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo pelug rabbanan. Really? It shouldn't apply in this case, but the rabbis did not make a chiluk, and therefore Beit Shammai says across the board, mi'un is not going to work by any type of nisu'in. Nisu'in of a bi'ah, nisu'in of a chuppah, and even nisu'in where the brother and the mother handed over the daughter to the shidichim of the Baal. Rashi, Masar ha'av, Masra ha'av, v'shluchei ha'ba'al, ma'ika le'memar, iname atel le'memar, tenai mu'il b'msira, shapir ka'amre, which is, even if the people are going to think that what, that a tenai is valid at that point, they're right. Shari en kar chibah. There's no chibah at that point. At least, bi'ah, there's a chibah where you can say it was mu'il the tenai. The chupah, you can say, there's a chibah. But just the fact that he handed it off to the messengers of the Baal, there's no chibah that you can say is mochel tanai. The name ahalel tanai the kedushin. Hi now, hi masar av lav davka. She then points out that when it said masar av lav davka, the ilu mishkibel avia kedushia lo davka b'miyun. If the father gave her over, there's no miyun. Why? The av zakat b'kedushia bito. Because the father can marry off midoraita. Ve'en miyun ela biyutomash ketsha imah ve'achia. Ve'aki kamar masar av l'shluchaya baal de kamelam b'ketubot de nisuin yinu. Which is the Gemara's quoting, the Gemara is quoting another Gemara talked about the father handing her over. So the Gemara is saying, just like that Gemara was talking about a father, applied over here where it was the mother or the brother. But they have to say it's lav davka father, because otherwise you don't have a case of mi'un. Oh, so the Gemara continues with Bet Hillel. Oh, so how come Bet Hillel doesn't make any of these gezerot? Which means Bet Hillel says what? Even in the nisu'in, she's allowed to make a mi'un. How come you don't make a gezerah to a regular case of nisu'in where they think that tenai works, and therefore they're going to say that they're going to come to make this mistake? So Gemara says, Meda yad'e de nisu'e ketana de rabbanan hinu. Everybody knows that a ketana is different. They know that the kiddushin is only midrabanan, and therefore they know there's different rules, and therefore they know it's working with a mi'un, and nobody's going to come to make a mistake from a kiddushin of a ketana to make a mistake to what's going to go on with a gedola. So that's the first reason of Beit Shammai. So now we get to the second reason. Rava v'Rav Yosef d'Amit Arvayu tamad Beit Shammai lefi she'en adam oseh be'ilato be'ilat zenut. Oh, another interpretation. A person is not going to make his bi'ilah, bi'ilat zenut. How does mi'un work? Mi'un works retroactively, which means when she comes and makes a refusal, let's say hypothetically we're married for 2 years, right? She's 11 years old, she comes and says, I refuse. So those 2 years that they were together, retroactively that became bi'ilat zenut. because the marriage is retroactively batel. And therefore he says, Rava, a person does not want to make his bi'ilah zinut. Like, he doesn't want to retro now his bi'ilot to make them zinut. Therefore it's all going to work min ha'irusin. We're not going to allow it from the nisuin. Rashi, lefi she'en adam v'rabbanan tekinu nisuin leketana. Now the only reason why the rabbis allowed a ketana to get married, as she says, kedei shelo yinhagu ba min hanefker, because she doesn't have a father, and now they're worried that she might get into trouble with you know, with men. So therefore they allowed her to get married. Which means, if you're going to say what? That she has the right to make a mi'un, the people are not going to marry her. You know why? Because they don't want the bi'ilot to turn into bi'ilat znut. Nobody's going to marry this lady, because they're going to say, I'm going to marry this girl. She's going to come at 11 years old, she's going to retroactively mevatel the kedushin. Now what happens? All my beilot and beilot znut. So the whole tekken of the hakamim is going to backfire. The whole reason why they let a ketana get married is why, when her father's not around, to get her, to be protected. And now what? By saying that she can make a mi'un by the su'in, nobody's going to want to marry her, because they're going to turn the beilot to beilot znut. So that's why Bet Shammai says there's no mi'un by a ketana from the su'in. So the Gemara says, nichnesa lechupa velo nifayla ma'ika lememar. Oh, so the same thing then. So what about a case of Niknesa al-Qupa? Which means, let's say she just entered Qupa, she's not bi'ayat. L'chaura, she should be able to make a mi'un. The Gemara says, lo ni'ale d'teve Qupa d'isura. Again, the husband does not want to be under a Qupa that leads to bi'ah, that the Qupa now turned out to be a Qupa d'isur, because she made a mi'un. Which is, even at the Qupa stage, a person is not going to be willing to accept a refusal, and therefore, the Hakamim said, the Bet Shammai, there's no mi'un even at the Qupa stage. Oh, masar av l'shkach abad ma'ikalim imar. Oh, but in the case where not only there was no bi'ah, there was no Qupa, the father or the brother and the mother and the brother handed over the wife to the shidduchim of the Baal. What's the problem with that? There's no bi'ah, there's no concern. The Gemara says, lo peluk da banan. Yeah, the rabbis did not make a peluk. So that's the second reason. Ubet Hillel, kevan di'ika kedushin uchtuba, lo atul limad bi'ato be'ilat zenud. Bet Hillel says like this. What's the concern? He's worried about what people are going to say. People are going to come along and say, oh, this guy, be'ilat zenud. He says, no concern. Because bottom line, he knows he got married with a kedushin and a ketubah. So anybody has any questions, so tell them, listen, I got married legally. This is he didn't do anything wrong. So he's not going to be worried about what the people say, that his be'ilot be'ilat zenut. He has a kedushin and a ketubah to prove it. As he says, the isurah, the be'ilat zenut, okay, that's it. Comes again and says, Rapapa Amar, Rapapa gives a third reason. Tamad de Bet Shammai Mishum Peri. Tamad de Bet Hillel Mishum Peri. Both Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel's logic is based on Pirot. Now let's review the laws. And when a lady gets married, she brings into the marriage Nichsei Midlog. What is Nichsei Midlog? Those are assets that she owns, but the husband eats the pirot, and after the ketubah is given to her, she gets back the assets. Okay, now, the assumption in a normal marriage is that when the husband eats the pirot, he also works the field, let's say, to keep it, to sustain the field. So then when the lady gets it back, she gets back a decent field, and he's going to have pirot the whole while. So the Gemara says like this, Tamad de Bet Shammai Mishum Peri, the logic of Bet Shammai, why he says there's no mi'un by nisu'in, di amart nisu'at ma'en, if you're going to say that nisu'at can make mi'un, shamit ve'achil lehu mina, de sof sof lemepak kaiba. What is he going to do? He's going to eat the fruit, he's going to neglect the field, because he's going to say, what's the difference? She's going to make a mi'un on me anyway. So therefore, it's not here for the long haul. Therefore, Bet Shammai says, we don't allow a mi'un, because if you allow a mi'un, the guy's going to neglect the nixim and log. He'll just eat the fruit, and he's not going to take care of it. Therefore, we do not allow it. However, according to Bet Hillel, it's the exact opposite. Bet Hillel, adraba, kevan de'amar tema'en, since he knows that she has the right to make a mi'un. On the contrary, he's going to see to it that the field becomes mishubach, becomes elevated. Why? Savar deidlo aitzela kerobe umafkela mine. So her relatives won't advise her to get a mi'un. He wants to impress them. Which means now she's going to go to the relatives. They're going to say, no, he's a good guy. He's going to your fields. He's taking care of them. He's maintaining them. So the betulah says, adraba. Because of the nechsevah, he has a reason to say that the mi'un is okay. The mi'un will be a cause for him to take care of the perot. And therefore, there's no problem. Comes Gemara and says, he had a fourth reason why Bet Shammai says, no mi'un by an arus harava. Amar, haynu ta'ma de Bet Shammai, she'en adam toreyach b'su'da u'mafsida. Which means a person does not pay for a wedding and matriach all the tirdot and the tirchot that it is to make a wedding for no purpose. Which means if a guy knows that this ketana can make a mi'un, there goes all the money that he spent for the wedding. So therefore, no one's going to want to marry her because he's going to go make a whole elaborate wedding. And all of a sudden, a year later, she's going to say, mi'un, I'm out. And there goes all the tircha. So therefore, since a person is not matriach for no purpose, so the rabbi says, you know what? No mi'un by a nisua. So that would be incentive at least to make a wedding. Ubetelel tarvaihu nihalehu. Which means, no, doesn't matter. They're happy to get married. Why? Kedeh. What's the bet actually? Kihechi delipuk alayhu kala de ishut. Which means they're both happy to get married. Why? In order that a voice will come out that they were married together as opposed to living behefkerut. And therefore, they don't mind, which is the guy is willing to make a wedding so everybody will know, oh, these two people are living together, they're married. And therefore, when a big wedding happens, or people know there was a wedding, so therefore at least it'll be publicized that they're living not as a hefkerut, they're living as a marriage. So Bitna's not worried about the guys, worried about the money and things like that. He's happy to make a wedding so everybody knows that he's indeed married. So basically we said four reasons to explain Bet Shammai. Let's review the four reasons of the Gemara. Number one was Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, because of the Tanai issue, because they're going to come to think that they got she left because of the Tanai wasn't met, and they might make a mistake and think there's a Tanai b'nisuin, and really there's no Tanai b'nisuin. Rava came along and said En Adam Oseh Be'ilato Be'ilat Zenut. And then we had the reason of Rav Papa, which is Peri. Right, because we're worried that if there's a mi'un, he's going to neglect the nixim milog. And then we had the last reason over here of Rava, is because en adam toreach b'su'da or mafsida. That it should be noted. The halakha is brought down over here in the laws of mi'un. Shulchan Aruch Eben Ha'ezer Siman Kuf Nun Halakha Dalet Haketana Mema'enet Ben mina erusin, ben mina nisuin. So Maran was posek like Bet Hillel, obviously, that mi'un can be made both stages. Ben mina erusin, ben mina nisuin. Comes the Gemara and continues. Bet Shammai umrim bebaal, which means we said that Bet Shammai said that mi'un is only done by the husband. Bet Hillel said can even be done by the yavam. Which the case of the yavam, which means she was married, and then ketana, and then the husband died. Now she falls to the brother. So according to Bet Hillel, you can even make a mi'un to the brother. So comes Gemara and says, Amar Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya comes along and says, Mema'enet lema'amaro, ve'ena mema'enet lezikato. Oh, that which Bet Hillel said, that there's a mi'un by a yavam, it's only in a certain case. It's only the gabe if the yavam made a ma'amar, which means it's possible that the yavam now went to this girl, this ketana, made a ma'amar. Also, she's able to make a mi'un to the ma'amar. How, and what? She would still need a chalitza. I mean, the mi'un just gets rid of the ma'amar. Mashe'enken, she cannot make a mi'un to the zika. The zikah is the automatic. That's when she falls to the brother. Mi'un does not help to break a zikah. Rashi, Amar Rav Hoshaya, Mema'enet lema'amaro, Lebet Hillel da'amri mema'enet biyavam. What did Bet Hillel mean when he said that there's mi'un to the yavam? Lema'amaro mema'enet. She'im asa ba'ma'amar mema'enet ve'okarto. she can uproot it. She lo tisricha get the ma'amaro. Because normally when a Yevama receives a ma'amar, she would need a get for the ma'amar. In this case over here, the mi'un already retroactively nullifies the ma'amar. Abal halitza, she bishvil zika, lo akra. Right, but she still needs a halitza because of the zika. Mi'un does not affect the zika according to Rav Hoshaya. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Chisda, my tamad Rav Hoshaya. What's the haluk? Which is, why does it break the ma'amar and not the zika? So Gemara gives a haluk. Ma'amar de midda'ata matzi akra. Which means, ma'amar that's done under her permission, which means she accepts the ma'amar, so therefore she has the right to be okay the ma'amar, to uproot it. However, zika de ba'al korcha lo matzi akra, which means the zika is already against her will. What does it mean against her will? Rashi, de ba'al korcha mikdushe rishon, which means once already she got married to the first guy, she falls to this brother against her will. Which means she had no choice to fall. She fell from the fact that she made Kiddushin to the first brother. So now once he dies, it's an automatic. So the Gemara is assuming only things that she does willingly, she accepted a ma'amad, she could uproot it with a mi'un. But something that came to her by force, mi'un's not going to help. Gemara cannot accept such a haluk. Why? Because the Gemara says, V'haribi'ah deba'al korcha umatzi akra, which means, let's say they got made yibum, which means he made a bi'ah. Now we know that a yavam can make the bi'ah against her will, like we learned in the pasuk. It says yavama yavo aleha afilu ba'al korcha, and still what? After they make yibum, she can make a mi'un. So therefore, you see that that chiluk is not proper. Which means, let's say she's still a ketana. The Yavam made a bi'ah, which is against her will. At that point, she's still able to make a mi'un. So you see, lechara, what's the difference between bi'ah and the zikah? If she can make a mi'un from the bi'ah, she should be able to make a bi'ah from the zikah. They're both ba'al korcha. So comes the Gemara and says, Gemara says, Ela bi'ah uma'amar dehu ka'avid matzi akra. You're right. Really, you should be able to oker both the bi'ah and both the ma'amar with a mi'un. However, zikos, why? Because who made the bi'ah and who made the ma'amar? The husband did. So the husband made the bi'ah and the ma'amar, she could uproot it. However, zika derachmana rama'ala lo matzi akra. But the zika, who put the zika on her? Not the husband. Borei Olam put the zika on her. That already she has no right to uproot with a mi'un. So therefore, according to Rav Hoshaya, when Betelel said that you can make a mi'un from a yavam, it means the bi'ah of the yavam can be followed by a mi'un, or the ma'amar of the yavam. But the zikah, which is the falling, cannot be undone by a ma'amar alone. Comes the Gemara and says, Ula amar mema'enet af lezikato. Ula argues on the Moshaya. He says she could make a mi'un even at the zika stage, which means she falls to yibum. At that point over there, make a mi'un and it's over. So the Gemara says, "My tama." What's the rationale over here? Nisu'e kamai ka'akra. What she's really doing is she's uprooting her first marriage, which is a hidush, even though he's dead. She's coming along now, and she's going to uproot the first marriage, and therefore, she never fell. Because how do you uproot? Retroactively. So therefore, there was never zika in the first place. So therefore, Ola is saying a big hidush over that she's able to make a mi'un to the zika retroactively to the first husband, so really she was never considered falling. That she's second line, says, Veshuv ed kan zika. There's no zikah in the first, because if she wasn't married to the first brother, she doesn't fall, obviously, to the second brother. Comes the Gemara and says, Etibe Rava le'ula. So Rava asks a question to Ula. Kol sheyichola lema'en velo mi'ana. Anybody that had the ability to make a mi'un and did not, tzarata choletzet velo mityabemet. So the co-wife will make a halitza and not a yibum. What are we talking about? Rashi. Sheyichola lema'en. Kol sheyichola lema'en. Third line. Beperek kama, we learned this case. Bito ketana nesu'a la'achiv. Okay. Let's say you have a guy, he has a daughter. His daughter married his brother. Okay, mutar. Velo kibel aviya kiddushin. And it was a kiddushin midrabbanan. Kegon shesi'a aviya tehila le'acher v'nitgarsha v'hi yitoma b'chaya av. Let's go slow. We want to create a case of Yibum over here. So we have to keep the father of this daughter alive. But at the same time, we want to make it a kiddushin midrabbanan. Now when the father's alive, how do you have a case where the kiddushin is midrabbanan? So we discussed this in previous gemarayot, a case of a yitoma b'chaya aviha. She could be a yitoma when the father's still alive. How? Let's say the father married her off once, and then she got divorced. So the law is the father gets one shot. Once he exercised his right, and now she got divorced to the first husband, and now she goes and marries another person, she's still a ketana, mind you, that kiddushin is drabanan, even though the father is still alive. So let's create the case. You had one brother, you had a daughter, married her off, she got divorced. Good. She then went and married her father's brother. That kiddushin is drabanan. Continue Rashi. V'yichona lema'en. Now she's able to make mi'un. Velo mi'ana bo. But she didn't make mi'un. Vamet, and then the brother died. Vitsarata choletzet. Now the tsara, there's a co-wife. Now normally we learned, normally when there's an irva, so the irva not only cannot go make yibum, obviously with her father, but she's also poter the tsara, the co-wife. That was the first Mishnah in the Masechet. Now we're saying what? That the tsara has to make a halitza. Why? Because midoraita really, she's not married to this daughter, which means because the kiddushin was only kiddushin midrabanan. So midoraita the tzara does fall. So that she says tzarata choletzet she'ena tzarata bat lipater mishum tzarat erva ho'il ba'bat yichola lema'en. Oh, so look what the Gemara said. Since she was able to make a mi'un, so she could have retroactively got out of the marriage, the enan nisuin gemurim. So they're really not, it's not considered a full fledged marriage, velo mityabemet. But can make you boom, ho'il velo mi anahabat, hav yala hak sarat erva bimiksat. Which means the tzara is like in limbo. You can't make you boom with the tzara, because bottom line, she didn't make me un yet, the daughter. So she spoils it for the yibum, but she's not going to spoil it legabe the halitza, because again, like I told you, really min haTorah, they're not married, even though she didn't make mi'un, since she can make mi'un, therefore, she's not there, partially, and therefore the tzara makes a halitza. So you know what the Gemara's question against Uda is? What are you talking? If you're telling me, Uda, that you could make a mi'un after the husband died already, let her make mi'un at that point, and then let the tzara even make yibum. So the Gemara is, we'll read that inside again. Eti be'rabah le'ula. Kol she'yichola lema'en. In the case where the bat had a co-wife. Ve'lo me'ra, but she didn't make a mi'un. Sarata choletze ve'lo mityabemet. Ve'amai. Tema'en hashta. Let her make a mi'un now. After the death of her husband. Ve'ta'akrinu le'nesu'e kamai. And you'll uproot the first marriage. And then what? Ve'tityabem sarata. And then let the tzara make a yibum. So the Gemara said, Sarat Erva Shani. It's different. Sarat Erva Shani, why? Even though you're right, in principle, she should be able to make the Yibum even after his death. And technically, the Sarat should be able to make a Yibum. But it's a Marit Ayin over here. It's Rabbi said, it looks strange. Why? Detani Rami Bar Yehezkel. In a similar case, we saw by Rami Bar Yehezkel, Mi'ana Beba'al. Let's say a girl was married to a husband, ketana, and she made a mi'un. So what does the mi'un do? Retroactively, they were never married. Muteret le'abiv. She can then go marry that guy's father. Now normally, in a regular marriage, even if you get a divorce, you cannot marry the father. But in this case over here, the mi'un, what is it? It's not worse than, let's say, she was an anusa or mifuta. Therefore, you can marry the father. However, biyabam asura le'abiv. However, if this case over here was a case where, let's say, she made a mi'un to the yabam, she'd be forbidden to the father. Which means, let's say she was married, Okay? And then her husband died, so now she fell to the brother, and now she made a mi'un, and therefore technically the mi'un retroactively makes nothing, right? It retroactively doesn't even make a zikah. Still she cannot marry that brother's father. Why? Because Alma, no, that's the brother, the brother's father. She's the father of the one that she made a mi'un to, she cannot marry. Even though technically she retroactively, there was nothing there. But from Yibum, when the mi'un was made at the Yibum state, we're not going to let her marry the father. Why? Alma bish'at nifila nir'it kekallato. Because bottom line, she looks like his daughter-in-law. Why? Because she fell to the Abam. Why did she fall? She was married. Husband died. She falls to Yibum. At that stage, she looks like the daughter-in-law. And therefore, since she looks like the daughter-in-law, even though she's retroactively going to undo it, that's like a marit ayin over there. We don't want you to marry the father. So therefore, hachanameh bishat nifilan nir'it ketzarat bito. Same in this case over here. The girl was married. Right? What happened? Her husband died. She fell to her father with the co-wife. So now you'll tell me, oh, let her retroactively undo it. But bottom line, she looks like, at this point, Sarat. She looks like over here, Sarat Bito, which means she is the co-wife now with the daughter, which is the Tzara. I take it back. The Tzara, the co-wife now, we're not going to make you boom. Why? Because bottom line, she fell along with the daughter. Let's give the case again. The guy was married. She was married, and then the husband died, and it's his daughter now falling to him with the co-wife. So we said the co-wife can only make a halitza. Aye, make a yibum, because in the Kharash she should be able to make a mi'un after the death, and therefore retroactively there was no connection at all, therefore you can make a yibum. You're right. But the marit ayin. Why? Because bottom line, at the death of her husband, the tzara and the bat fell. There was a nifilah that they fell together. So since at that point she looks like the tzara is like falling with the daughter together, so she looks forbidden at that point. So we're not going to undo it. Just like the case of Rabbi Bari Haskel in the case of the shat nifilah of a daughter-in-law. That continues. Amar Rav. Mi'ana bazeh asura lazeh. Now we discuss the case of a ketana that fell to two yivamim. So she made mi'un to one of them. So the din according to Rava is if she made a mi'un to one of the yivamim, she becomes asura even to the second one. Why? Midi dahava abala taget. It's similar to a case where, let's say, one of the yivams gave a get to the Yivamah, so now she's forbidden to the other Yivamim. And the Gemara speaks it out. Ba'alat ha-get, lav kevan de'etzera la'lehad, etzeranu lechunu. Right? Just like by the get, she becomes forbidden to that Yivam, so she's also forbidden to the other Yivamim. So to ha-chanameh, lo shena. So to ove, when there's a mi'un made. So there was a second divorce. So therefore, just like she's forbidden to go with that Yivam, she becomes forbidden to go with all of them. Comes Gemara and says, she made mi'un when she was a ketana to one of the Yivamim.
In the Zikah state.
Correct. Comes the Gemara and says, Ushmuel Amar, mi'ana bezeh muteret lezeh. No. Makes a mi'un, well, she's forbidden to the guy that, the Yivam that made she made the mi'un to, but she's permissible to the other Yivamim. Velo damya le ba'ala taget. It's not analogous to ba'ala taget. Why? Ba'ala taget u deka'avid ba. Which means, when it came to the get, he gave the get to her. Which means, he pushed her away, and therefore he broke the zikah for all the brothers. However, acha, he ka'avda be. She was the one that made the mi'un. And it's as if she said, "De amra lo ra'ina bach velo tzavina bach." I don't want you, and I'm not interested in you. Bach hu de la ra'ina, ha behavrach ra'ina. But your brother I want. And therefore she can become permissible, which means, in a get, who's initiating the get? The Yavam. The Yavam gives a get to the Yavamah. What is he really doing? He's breaking the zikah. Not only for him, for all the brothers. Nobody can touch her. However, in this case over here, she's making the mi'un. So what is it as if she says, it's like she's telling the Yavam, I'm not interested in you and I don't want you. But what? I'll take the other guy. So therefore, according to Shmuel, mi'ana lezu muteret lezu. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Aseh Amar, third shita, mi'ana baze muteret afilu lo. Third shita, she's permissible even to the one that she made the mi'untu. Gemara says, what does this mean over here? Gemara says, lema kirabi oshaya sevira le. So let's say that Rav Aseh must hold like Rav Oshaya, the Amar ena mima'enet lezikato, which means, remember we learned Rav Oshaya early on the daf explaining Betelil. Betelil said in the Mishnah, you can make a zikah, you can make a mi'un to yavam. So how did Rav Oshaya explain? Rav Oshaya said that mi'un does not work at the zikah stage. Doesn't work. So therefore, must be Rav Aseh holds like Rav Oshaya, and therefore the mi'un that she made is nothing. Therefore, she can even go with that yabam. If you hold that you can't make a mi'un at zikah stage, that'll explain Rav Aseh. Yeah, what did Rav Aseh say? She made a mi'un. She can even go with that guy. How? One option is to say the mi'un is worthless. Right? Because then we have a Shita of Rav Oshaya that said that Ein mima'anin lezikato. So if you hold like Rav Oshaya, therefore the mi'un was nothing, therefore she can even go with that guy. That's one way of learning it. So the Gemara says, no. Really, I'll tell you, Rav Aseh doesn't hold like Rav Oshaya. Behad yavam achinamed matya akra. Which means, really, he holds that you can make a mi'un. If there was one yavam, Rav Aseh would tell you, you can make a mi'un at the zikah stage, and you could oker it, and it's over. So therefore you see it as not like Rav Oshaya. He holds you can make a mi'un at the zikah stage. Also, in this case over here, why could she go back to the guy? So Gemara says, here we're talking about a case where there's two yavamim. And therefore, en mi'un lahatsi zikah, which means mi'un doesn't work for half a zikah, because really there's a lot of zikot over. There's two brothers, right? So technically, if there was only one brother in Echanami, Rav Aseh would say you can make a mi'un at the zikah stage and it's over. And therefore he argues on Rav Oshaya. Mashiach, and there's two brothers, so there's a zikah coming from two places. Mi'un will only break half a zikah, but the other zikah is still there, and therefore, since there's a half a zikah left, en mi'un lahatzi zikah, and therefore it's like you did nothing in this case when there's two yevamim, therefore she can even go back to the first one. Let's read Rashi.
Why shouldn't she be mutar to them anyway?
Because she made a mi'un. So what's the case of a get? If a guy gives a get to a
mi'un
divorce, I don't want you.
She uprooted the previous marriage.
No, she's making a mi'un now to this guy. She's making a mi'un to the yavam. So the Gemara is coming up to say, she's making a mi'un to the yavam, so therefore either she can go to nobody, she can go to the other brothers, or according to Rav Aseh, she can even go back to this guy. So we're trying to understand the three she taught. So the first shita we understood. The first shita was Rav. Mi'ana bezeh asura lezeh. It's no different than a get. Made a mi'un. It's like a get, she's asura to everybody. Mi'un is asura to everybody. The second shita was Shmuel. Mi'ana lezeh muteret lezeh. Oh, what's the explanation? Well, it's not similar to a get. Because a get was initiated by the Yavam. He's breaking his zikah to all the brothers. Here, it's as if she's saying, I don't want you, but what? I'll take somebody else. Never muteret lezeh. The third shita of Aseh says, not only is she muteret to the others, she's even muteret to the guy that she made the mi'un to. Why? Not because you can't make a mi'un at the zikah stage. Because really, he holds you can't make a mi'un. Proof of the putting what? In the case where there was one yavam, she would be able to make a mi'un and it's over. But in the case where there's two brothers that already have two zikot over here, and he has a rule that says en mi'un la'asi zikah, and therefore it's not mu'il, and that was muteret. Ki ata ravin amar b'yohanan. So when Ravin came, he said the name of b'yohanan. Mi'ana bazeh muteret la'achin. He said, made a mi'un to one of the brothers, she's permissible to the to the other ones. Velo hodu lo, but they did not agree to him. So the Gemara says, man lo hodu lo. Who did not agree to Rabbi Yohanan? Which rabbis is this? So the Gemara gives a couple of options. Amar Abaye Rav. Huh? Makes sense. Because Rav, we learned, holds Asura Bazeh Vasura Bazeh. What did Rabbi Yohanan say? Muteret le'achin. The lo hodu lo. Who's the lo hodu lo? Must be it is Rav. Again, Rabbi Yohanan said what? It sounds like he's saying she's forbidden to the one that she made mi'un to, but it's permissible to the brothers. Velo hodulo. Who's the lo hodulo? Rav, because after she's forbidden to both. Rava Amar Rabbi Oshaya. No, Rava says Rabbi Oshaya. Meaning what? That a ketanaz mi'un is nothing. And therefore, if you say like it's like a Oshaya, should be permissible even to the guy. Because if you say there's no mi'un by a zikah, should be permissible even to the one that made the mi'un. Ve'amri la Rav Aseh. And someone is say it's going according to the shita of Rav Aseh that says, mima'enet bazeh, muteret, even to the guy himself. Now the Kara, what's the difference between if he holds like Rav Oshaya or he holds like Rav Aseh? So let's read Rashi. She says, Rav Oshaya lo hodalo. Midekamar Rabbi Yohanan muteret le'achin. Right, that was Rabbi Yohanan's statement, right? Muteret le'achin. Afalgav diyu gufana mi b'mashma. Oh. So mashma muteret le'achin even to the brother that the mi'un was made to. Umiyu i'ika achin in dahava la mi'un l'chatzi zika kerat aseh. Which means, it sounds like even if there's other brothers, but if there was one yavam, which means Rav Yohanan, the only reason why he was matir, let's say, is because he'll hold like the shita that says in miun lachatzain, and therefore the miun is not a miun. Therefore, it's permissible to the other brothers, even to the one himself, because in miun lachatzain. But it's masma kotel Rabbi Yohanan, it's only because there's other brothers. But let's say there was one brother, then already it's a miun shilema, and therefore it's going to be good. Ul Rabbi Shaya afilu bechad yavam nami sharia. According to Rabbi Yohanan, even if there was one yavam, it's permissible. So that's the ones that argue on Rabbi Yohanan, because Rabbi Yohanan only said his deen when there was two. Because he'll hold what? When there's two brothers, we'll say in yibum, in mi'un lahatsa'in, and therefore what? It's nothing, therefore she's permissible to both. But if there was one, he would be osir, because it's a mi'un shelema. And who argued on that? Rav Oshaya. Because Rav Oshaya is going to say, even in a case where there's one brother, the mi'un is nothing, because you don't make a mi'un to the zika. So let's just review the three ways to learn the argument over here. Rabbi Yohanan came along, made a statement. He said, "Mi'ana bazeh muteret le'achin," and what? Velo hodulo, and they didn't agree to him. So the Gemara wants to say, who were the ones that did not agree? Man lo hodulo. Who were the ones that did not agree to Rabbi Yohanan? Number one, Abaye said it's Rav. Okay, very simple, because Rav says asura lezeh v'asura lezeh. That's clear. Rav amar Rav Oshaya. That what? He's going to say, Rav Oshaya, meaning, you, Rav Yohanan, you make a chiluk between whether there's two brothers or one brother. In a case where there's two brothers, you're going to say what? En mi'un lachatzain, therefore she's going to be permissible to them. Mashik, if there's one brother, there's a full mi'un, therefore she's going to be tasur. Rav Oshaya is going to say, even in one brother, still she's going to be asur, because en mi'un bezika. The last opinion is who? V'amri la Rav Aseh. That what? We're going to learn that Rav Aseh was matir not only to the other brothers, but was matir even to the one that the mi'un was made to. When Rabbi Yohanan was only matir to the other brothers. So therefore it could be either one of the three opinions. Comes the Gemara continues. Bet Shammai omrim b'fanav. Bet Shammai said what? You could only make a mi'un in front of the husband. Tanya, Amru lehem bet Shammai lebet Hillel lebet Shammai. Bet Hillel to bet Shammai. V'halo, we have a story of Pishon Hagamal. It was the camel driver. Mi ana ishto shelo befanav. He made mi'un to his wife, even though he was not, which is she made mi'un to him, even though he was not in front of her. So therefore, that's Petra's question. I bet Shema, I thought you said it's got to be Davka Befanav. Right. But we know the famous story of Pishon HaGamal, where his wife made him Yun, even though he wasn't there. Amru lahen bet Shammai le bet Hillel, Pishon HaGamal b'mida kifusha madad. Lefichach madedu lo b'mida kifusha. Which means, this Pishon HaGamal, the rabbis penalized him. You know why? Because he had mida kifusha. How do you explain kifusha? Now she says midah kifuya, meaning he was an ingrate, and that's why they treated him as an ingrate. Meaning, what did he do? Since he knew that his wife could make a mi'un on him, purposely he neglected the nechse milug. He neglected her properties. So the rabbis came along and said, you know what? You acted in a mean way, so we're gonna break the law on you. Which is normally we only let the mi'un befanav, but you know what? In your case, we can't even let the mi'un be done shelo befanav. So comes the Gemara and says, hold it, medika achil peri peshita nisuahi ve'amri bet shemay nisuah lo mema'ana. What are you talking? If he was eating perot and neglecting the field, that means he must have been married. I thought we learned in the Mishnah that Bet Shammai says you don't make mi'un for marriage. So how did the case work according to Bet Shammai? Gemara says, tre kitre avrube. They put two knots on him, which means the rabbis penalized them twice. Number one, they let a mi'un be done min ha'nisu'in, and they let a mi'un be done even shelo b'fanav. So then Bet Shammai says, that case is not an argument on me. That was an exceptional case. They penalized them twice. Bet Shammai omim b'fnei betin. Okay, Bet Shammai said, what? The chalitza has to be done in front of a betin. Tenan atam minot ha-masechet Sanhedrin. Ha-chalitza v'ha-mi'unin b'shlosha. Both those two ceremonies, chalitza and mi'un, are done in front of three. Man tana, who's the author that says in front of three? Amarava Bet Shammai hi. It's Bet Shammai, because Amishna said, Mifne Betin, and Betin is three, so that must be the author of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Abaye Amar Afilu Tema Betelel. Kriv mi Betelel. Ad kan lo ka'amri Betelel ela de lo ba'in and mumhin. All Betelel said you don't need Betin caliber. They don't have to be experts. Aval shilosha ba'inan. But three, he agrees, you need. Uchtetanya, like it says in the Braita, Bet Shammai omrim bifne Betin, or Betelel omrim bifne Betin, v'shol bifne Betin, whether they're experts or not. Elu va'elu modim shesarik shilosha. But both Betelel and Bet Shammai agree you need three judges. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Makshirin, Bishnayim. They say even two is enough. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ben Yomi, Amar Rab Nachman, Halacha, Keoto Azug, that what? Even two is enough for Halitza. Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Shammai said, that what? We don't let a girl make mi'un more than once, because we don't want the ladies to become hefker. She's going to go from one husband to the next husband. So the Gemara says, and what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said at the end, the language was, that she makes mi'un once, and then she waits until she becomes a gedolah to get kiddushin, therefore there's no mi'un anymore, v'timma'in v'tinase, and then make mi'un and get married. So the Gemara says, what do you mean make mi'un and get married? She made a mi'un already. What do you mean make another mi'un? V'timma'in v'tinase. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, ad shetagdil v'tomar rotza ani b'me'unin harishonim. Shmuel says a big kiddush. That you're right, she's only making one mi'un.
She's confirming it?
But she has to confirm it when she becomes an adult. Mm. When she becomes of age, she has to make another mi'un, meaning she has to say, what I did when I was a minor, I'm confirming it. Which is really mashma, that if she doesn't confirm it, could be she has to go back now to the original husband. So therefore, she has to make a second mi'un, meaning it's a confirmation. Wow. Comes to Gemara, gives a different interpretation. Ula amar tati ketani. Ula says, no. The Mishnah is really discussing two different cases. One case would be, let her make mi'un to the first husband, let her become a gedola, and then get engaged. Once she gets engaged, there's no more mi'un because she's a gedola. That's one option. Or let her make mi'un and get married right away. Because according to Bet Shammai, once she gets married right away, there's no mi'un from the nisuin. So therefore, it's tenase le'altar, new case. Comes the Gemara and says, Bishlama Ula, according to Ula, it makes sense. Hainu diktari ad shetagdil v'tenase. which means we understand the language of the Mishnah that says, let her make a miyun to the first guy, get older and get married. Because now when she gets married, there's no problem anymore. However, the Mishnah should say, wait till she gets older and she has to reiterate. It shouldn't say, it should say, ad she'tagdil v'tomar. The Gemara says, you're right, kasha. Now let's just see the halakhot that come out of this last amud from the Shulchan Aruch. The halakha writes, hamima'enet lo mibaya she'okeret ma'amar, which means mi'un is able to break a ma'amar that the Yibum made, ela avzika sheyeshba. According to Maran, a ma'amar, a mi'un can even break a zika. Just like we learned in the Gemara, according to one opinion, according to Betilel, that's Ula's opinion, that said mima'enet avzikata, which is according to the halakha, if a lady felt the Yibum, at that point she can make a mi'un, which means even though her husband's dead, she can make immune after the husband died, and retroactively it'll uproot it. The last halakha, hamima'enet biyabam, a lady, let's say, made yibum to her yabam, asura be'abiv. She's going to be forbidden to the yabam's father, mipnish shenir'it kechalato. Because she looks like his daughter-in-law. Yeah. Why? Because she fell to him. So then once she falls to a Yibum, so it looks like it's the daughter-in-law, and therefore it's going to be Asur. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.